It's Thursday. You know what that means. Welcome back to the podcast, 4.0 in Life, with me, your host, Dina. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow, and hit me up on the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. All right, everyone. I'm trying to... What's going on here? There we go. All right. As promised, this is my 200th episode, and I was just going to do the audio, but I figured here we are on a Wednesday night. This is how I record best, believe it or not, just kind of sitting downstairs in the studio and no makeup except for like eyelashes, because without those colored in and eyebrows, I don't have any. But just hanging out with everyone and talking and doing all the do. I am truly excited that it is my 200th episode. The podcast will be 5 years old this year in April. I don't feel as close as I usually am to my mic, but that's okay. I'm loud. And I figured, let's celebrate 200 with a video of me. I have been recording a lot with guests, and I like the platform that I'm using. So I wanted to jump on, and this is, you know, where I record. You saw my episode with Amanda last week, and then upcoming episode next week, I'm super excited about. For one, I just had the tahini chocolate chip cookie. That is part of the Valentine's Day launch that's coming out with Gonanas. Oh my God, it's so good. Like, I hoovered it. I probably shouldn't have eaten it so fast, but it's so good. And then tomorrow I'm gonna try the chocolate raspberry banana bread. Oh boy. And then the red velvet, which we've had. It's an OG. So good. So next week, I am super excited to share the interview with Morgan Lerner. She is the co-founder of Gonanas and newly listed Forbes 30 under 30. So that's coming your way next week. And I feel like after I did my first podcast of the year, What I Did, I needed to further launch and just keep putting out the good, positive energy. And the reason why today's episode is called Match My Energy, of course, obviously, it's my 200th episode, and clearly what I'm projecting here is greatness. I have been blogging since 2010, and then I started a podcast 5 years ago, and I have online radio experience. I was part of an online radio show called ClubZone.fm, and that was kind of your dip your toe, if you will, into this. And I love podcasting. And I think it's just because when I'm not doing the video, everything kind of just, I just talk and it just happens. And here it's kind of funny because I'm doing the video and I'm still talking to you, but I'm connecting via footio. Footio? There's the new word, footio. Video footage way. Oh man, the cookie threw me for a loop. So something happened last year, and it made me reevaluate where I stand and who I want standing next to me. Now, here's the devil's advocate, if you will. A lot of times people will say to you, tell me how you feel. I won't get upset. Or just be honest with me. And then you get all that courage to produce your thoughts, to express your feelings, and then they either shut you down or they don't want to hear it, as if they never asked you and, well, it doesn't really matter. And I started to think that that's not matching my energy. And I said this with Morgan during our recording, that I feel like one of the hardest things in social media is the minute you are progressing, the minute you are showcasing success, the minute someone else talks about you in greatness, that's when you're gonna see those certain people shut it down. They're standing on the sidelines, but they're not cheering for you. They're cheering and hoping you fail.
And that's why one of the biggest things in my New Year resolution book is that if you can't match my energy, no thanks. It's kind of like when you get on an elevator and you hold the button to hold the door and the person slows their walk down and they're just like, I'm going to take my time. No, like, I'm not saying I close it on them when they get up there like, hey, funny. I didn't expect the one time I was, I forgot where I was and I pushed the button and it was like the fastest close. I didn't expect that. And then someone comes around the corner and I'm like, oh, like you just feel bad because they just whipped around the corner. But if someone's obviously coming, I'm going to let them in. But what I'm saying is if you are purposely just kind of taking your time, like you can wait for me. No, that's not where I'm at. Where I'm at in my life and everything that I'm doing is if you are not going to match my energy, which is cheering each other on, positivity, light, just being happy that you are alive. Like people are like, why are you so full of energy? And I say, because I woke up alive this morning and they laugh at me like, that's silly. If you can't match that energy, you're not for me. And I'm also learning as I get older that it's okay to say that. And then the best part is it's I'm just being honest and some people don't want to hear it or they, that's how you feel about it. Yes, that's how I feel about it. That's exactly how I feel about it. I also think it's funny because you never get to see my facial emotions when I'm talking and now you can see all the faces I make. That's probably why I have all the wrinkles I have on my face. Just all these expressions just flying at you. So I started to really think about something. And it, you know, the reason this all came to fruition is I really thought that something in my life was something else. And then I found out the hard way it wasn't. And now I am just in a different light. The new year came and I feel different in a sense that I feel positive knowing that that's not for me. You know, like you don't have to share my podcasts and I'm grateful. Like my friend Christina, I love her. I'm going to have her on here soon. She shared my podcast when she went on for a walk. I didn't ask her to do that. She did it. And I'm grateful she did because she's helping get me out there. And I feel like networking is the biggest thing. And it's like when people say, like, what's the biggest way to help a mom and pop? You just share their reels. You post about them. So, of course, I would love for my friends, and I'm saying that, my friends to share my podcast. And listen, if you don't like my podcast, my talk, I don't expect you to share it. That's like saying if you go to a restaurant and they give you something to eat and you hate it, you're not going to go on Instagram and be like, I just had the pasta dish and it was so yummy. I don't expect you to do that. So if this isn't your cup of tea, move on to the next. That's fine. But what I am saying is I feel like there are certain people in the world who know you're doing well. And they're just quiet, so quiet. And I listen, whatever, you know. I'm all about sharing the greatness, promoting mom and pops. I have a couple people at work. I watch them crochet and it's insane. I cannot do that. Jackie is Lucy Girl Crochet and Kelly is Stitch and Glitch Crafts. I'm going to have to share it because I know she changed it and I want to make sure I get it right. So I'm going to have to like check on that. And I'm watching and sometimes they make these masterful things. There's certain sometimes they'll make something. I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then there's sometimes I'm like, oh, my God. So those oh, my God moments I'm sharing. I don't expect them to share my podcast. Like it might not be their cup of tea. But when you have people who purposely are just like, because you know what it comes down to? And I was talking to Morgan about this a lot. And you're going to hear this next week when Morgan and I do our interview. Just because I have a podcast, just because I have a blog for so many years, just because you see a little ounce of me succeeding does not mean my world is perfect. And I feel like that is the biggest flaw with influencers, with mom and pop businesses, with reality stars, with celebrities, you forget that there is this inner layer that people have where you don't know what they're suffering from, mental health, separation from a loved one, a passing of a loved one. There's all these underlying factors that I think sometimes we just have to stop being so judgmental and actually look at the big picture. I know for me, when I was interviewing with Kim and Angel was just joking and he didn't know. So I'm not saying this in a bad way. Kim was like, well, Angel, how did you get started hosting fashion shows? And he's like, well, someone an hour prior to the fashion show canceled. And I did. And he didn't know. Again, not his fault. But I was suffering from postpartum depression. You would never know because I went to work. I smiled. I did everything I was supposed to do. And I came home and I just broke down. And I think that's my fault. In a sense, for not asking for help, because I feel like that's the hardest part. I should have let people know, like, hey, I need a timeout, or hey, like, I just called Kim up and I'm like, I can't do this today. And maybe I should have expressed my concern. I also did not know what postpartum depression is. And you could sit there and be like, how do you not know? Well, because when you have your second child and your first kid, you never had postpartum depression. You don't know what it is with your second one. I then started suffering from anxiety, and it was just like to the point where my one friend Brittany had to pull me out of the car at work once because I couldn't move. It was debilitating anxiety. So no, I don't have the perfect life. No, I'm not like podcasting and making millions of dollars. But what I am is hoping that if you are a part of my life, you match my energy. And my energy, again, is just positivity, light, and being thankful I'm alive. If you don't like me, that's fine. You don't have to like me. You know, I always feel like there's certain situations where you meet someone, and because, like, let's say I have a best friend named Becky, and then her best friend is Sarah. Sarah feels like she has to like me. No, that's not the case. And then just because Becky shares my podcast, Sarah doesn't have to share my podcast. That's not what I'm asking here, and that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, I think it's okay that if I want to feel a certain way and you don't like it, that's not my problem. I am here to do a few things in life. And in this one lifetime, I want to be the Jill of all trades. I want to try everything once and see what works. When I was younger, I was singing and it was the best time of my life. And do I miss it? Yes. Am I eventually going to get back into the studio? God praying, fingers crossed. I then wanted to write a book and I did it. I wanted a podcast. Here we are. My blog is still flourishing. Here we are. Does that make me better than anybody else? No, because we all possess these inner talents and these inner wants and needs and goals. And as long as we're reaching for them, that's great for you. And just know I will always be your biggest fan as long as you're trying. But I don't want someone in my life that doesn't want to stand next to me and high five me. It's just not my cup of tea. It's kind of like when I used to burn my tea on accident. That was gross. Oh, I had this like, what's it called? It's like a heavy stone. This is so bad when I have these moments, especially now that's on video. I had this teapot at work and it keeps things hot for a long time. And then we have this like heater where it heats the water, but it boils the water, probably too hot, way too hot. So I would forget to let it cool and instantly pour it, singeing the tea leaves, and it tasted disgusting. And I think a couple times that we had tea time, Kate didn't want to tell me it was gross. I'm sorry, I did burn the tea, but singed tea leaves don't taste that great, and that's kind of not the energy I want. So I'm no longer afraid. I've never really been truly afraid to say how I feel because I'm a very blunt person. But I feel like in the past, there's been things where, and issues where I've been hesitant to say, ooh, you know what? Thanks for trying. Like, no, it's not my thing. Or like, hey, we're all going to go here. And I'm like, oh, okay, no thanks. Oh, you're going? Fine. It's not my thing. No thanks. Like, I just need to project that more. And I feel like if you can't appreciate the validity that I'm sharing with you, if you can't appreciate who I am as a person and just match my energy, then it is what it is. And that's going to be probably the best way to 4.0 your life. If you want a New Year's resolution to truly rock, to truly complete you, to truly ace and like check the box off, like you could probably do it in a month's time, less than that, make it like people have to match your energy. And again, you're not going to go up to someone and be like, excuse me, match my energy. I want you to be always happy like me. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is be happy for me. Be excited for me, and I'll do the same for you. That's it. That's it. So with that being said, I'm going to close this 200th episode, which is kind of crazy. Like 200 episodes. That's a long time recording. That's a long time editing. And I'm just really thankful for everyone who tunes in and listens in. I want to thank so far my two guests for this year, Amanda Bertoncini and Morgan Lerner, two real big powerhouses. Amanda created the Drink Hanky early in her earlier years, fresh out of college. And then she was on Bravo's Princess of Long Island. And then Morgan, who joined me last week, you're going to see her next week, the co-founder of Go Nanas, a huge business that started in college and now is just blowing up, as well as listed on Forbes 30 Under 30. I can't wait to chat with Christina. I also, if you caught it in my stories, reached out to a monster mom and pop that, bless my heart, I cannot believe she was like, yes, I'll do your podcast. So that's going to be in the works. And I truly cannot wait to work with more mom and pops, more entrepreneurs, or just legit, you're a stay-at-home mom and you have a lot of kids and you're making fitness work, or you're building a small brand, or you're doing whatever, or hey, you just follow me and you want to jump on and chat with me, let's do it. Please, let's do it. I want you on my podcast. I want to fill this year with new collaborations, new friends, new connections. Let's do it. So if you're not already following me on Instagram, hit me up on thequeenbuzz.com. It's thequeenbuzz.com. Make sure you're subscribed to this platform so you never miss an episode. Every Thursday, a brand new episode here for 4.0 Life with me, your host, Dina. And yeah, let's talk more next Thursday with Morgan Lerner, co-founder of Go Nanas and the newly listed Forbes 30 Under 30. Bye, friends. Hello, gorgeous. In today's world, immune support is the new self-care. We've got you covered with precisely blended herbs that support your immune system and taste like a party in your mouth. When cold and flu season is breathing down your neck, it's time to steep a cup of organic elderberry immune tea. To your immune system, it's a declaration of love. It's a friendship bracelet, a bouquet of flowers. Keep it in your cabinet, right next to the humidifier, an extra box of tissues. She won't fold your laundry, but she'll swoop in just like your mama does when you need help and comfort. You might think that this little lady was already the most popular gal, aka royalty, one might say, but she could use a little extra love. What we want to know is, how do you elderberry? Head on over to earthmamaorganics.com and get yours now.